സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 142 വെർസ്
23. ശൂന്യേവ സ്വഭാവതഃ ആത്മനീതി യദി ജ്ഞാതം ആദ്ധ്വം സ്വസ്ഥാ കിമീഹിതൈഃ.
ഇൻ ദിസ് സ്വപ്ന സ്മൃതി പ്രകരണം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദി സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ഈസിലി റിക്കഗ്നൈസ്ഡ് ഇൻ സ്വപ്ന ആൻഡ് സ്മൃതി. ഈവൻ ദോ ദി സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം ഈസ് അവൈലബിൾ ഇൻ ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ ആൾസോ, ബട്ട് ഇറ്റ് കെ നോട്ട് ബി ഗ്രാസ്പ്ഡ് ഈസിലി ഇൻ ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് activities. What do you mean by the activity in jagrat avastha which obstructs us not to know the sakshi chaitanyam? In waking state, the ahankara, the secondary illuminator, is playing a subject role. That is the reason why we are not able to recognize the primary illuminator, the original subject. Secondary illuminator, primary illuminator. Sakshi Chaitanyam is primary illuminator. Ahankara is secondary illuminator, that is mind. In Jagrat Avastha, this secondary illuminator is active. It is playing a subject role while doing vyavahara with the objective world. Mother role, father role, brother role, officer, engineer, doctor, these are all roles played by the human beings. At that time, this ahankara, secondary illuminator, only dominant, predominant. This sakshi chaitanyam is there, very much there, but it is not evident. It is not clearly evident. So to grasp that sakshi chaitanyam, we have to study the svapna and smriti and understand that sakshi chaitanyam and remember that same sakshi chaitanyam in jagrat avastha also. That is the teaching going on now. Wise people, they recognize this primary illuminator ever the subject, never the object. It is ever the subject. But this secondary illuminator, ahankara, is the object from the standpoint of primary illuminator, sakshi chaitanyam. So the primary illuminator, I, the sakshi chaitanyam, am illumining the mind. The mind is the object at that time. So to falsify the mind, mithyatva nischayam of this mind, ahankara, how can you do that? Study the svapna, because this is not real. Secondary illuminator is not original. It is not real. It has borrowed this chaitanyam from original primary illumination, but we are not knowing that. We are enamored or veiled by these interactions and ahankara, body, mind, complex, sense organs. Busy, busy, busy. That's why in Tamil they say, Tanithiru. Taniyayiru konja neram. Edukkaga Tanithiru? Sit quietly. You watch your own mind activities. Primary illuminator can be invoked sometime. So so that you understand the reality. That's why I say yoga sadhana is the best sadhana. In yoga abhyasa we have dharana, dhyana, samadhi, abhyasa and pratyahara. All these are meant for this internal awareness, internalization. The yoga abhyasa is meant for that purpose only. You become antarmukham by yoga abhyasa. Those who have antarmukhata, they can easily grasp. Antarmukha samaradhya bahirmukha sudurlabha. Unless yoga sadhana is not there, people are only bahirmukham. Yoga technique is that which makes you antarmukham without your knowledge. Yoga abhyasa is at a such a power, it makes antarmukham. So once you become antarmukham, you can easily grasp with the shastra help. You are already having antarmukhata. Shastra helps you so much because you are the qualified person. Shastra also happy. That's why Shankaracharya and other acharyas highlight yoga abhyasa. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, how much he highlights yoga abhyasa. We have to remember yoga abhyasa, the modern days people are practicing yoga, that is not the yoga. Krishna Paramatma's yoga meant for that internalization. Yoga is meant for yoga is meant for only grasping the truth easily. When the context has come, I am telling how easy for antarmukha people it is easy. What is that? You see, 23rd verse. Ahankara mama ichha yatna. So once ahankara, I-ness, mama, mine-ness, ahankara and mamakara. This ahankara is secondary illuminator. Once secondary illuminator is dominant, automatically I am ahankara predominant as the subject. I am so and so. I belong to so and so. Something belongs to me. Mama. Aham, mama. Aham comes, immediately mama comes. This ahankara never sits quietly alone. Ahankara can never sit alone quietly. It always ahankara, the moment you invoke ahankara, the subject, secondary illuminator as subject, it is not single. It is always plural. Mama, mama, mama. They belong to me, I belong to them. They belong to me, I belong to them. Then what happens? Ichha. I want, I want, I want. Ichha. Then what? Yatna. I want to get it, get it, get it. Akshaya Tritiya come. I want to get it, something. So ahankara leads to mamakara. Mamakara leads to ichha, desire. Desire leads to yatna, effort. Slowly it goes like that. Ahankara, mama, ichha, yatna. You have to arrange in that order. But mama, ahankara, yatna, ichha is there. You have to put in this different order. That is ahankara, mama, mamakara, ichha, desire and yatna. And before going to this, one more correction I gave in the last class. Brihadaranyaka number I gave wrongly. 3311 I said. It is not 3311, but 3811. 3811. Gargi or Akshara Brahmana. Then one more quotation also. Drashta Srota Manta. That is 3723. Antaryami Brahmana. 3723. Antaryami Brahmanam. So wherever knowledge is there, Janati Ichhati Yatate. So Janati, first I know what is available where. I knew the advertisement I see either through TV or paper, Janati, the knower. So whenever knowledge is there, there is a desire. Knowledge is there, desire preceded by desire. There is a desire. But all people are not having that. Knowledge, we don't say wherever knowledge there is a desire. But desire is preceded, comes later. Wherever there is a desire, it is preceded by knowledge. Knowledge, wherever knowledge, we don't say there is a desire. Any knowledge, நிறைய விஷயங்கள் இருக்குன்னு தெரியறது பாண்டி பஜார்ல தெரியும் எங்களுக்கு. பட் வி ஆர் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட், நோ, வி ஹாவ் நாலேஜ். வாட் எவர் இஸ் தேர் இன் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் அவைலபிள் தேர், வி ஹாவ் நாலேஜ், பட் வி டோன்ட் ஹாவ் டிசைர். பட் ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் டிசைர் ப்ரிசீடட் பை நாலேஜ், அன்லெஸ் தே ஹாவ் நாலேஜ், தே டோன்ட் டிசைர் இட். ஸோ த நாலேஜ், wherever knowledge, we don't say there is a desire, but wherever the desire is there, it is preceded by knowledge. So, therefore, iccha yatraha. Therefore, wherever desire is, wherever there is a desire, we don't say there is an action. Yatra means action. Wherever there is a desire, we don't say there is an action. But wherever there is an action, it is preceded by desire. Wherever there is a desire, we don't say there is an action. But wherever there is an action, it is preceded by desire. So, iccha. So, what? Svabhavataha shunya. All these are not there in Sakshi Chaitanyam Svabhavataha. They are all there only in secondary illuminator, ahankara, mamakara. After that only iccha yatram all will come. Svabhavataha eva shunya atmani iti. Atmani in Sakshi Chaitanyam, primary illuminator, nirgunam brahma chaitanyam atmani. Svabhavataha shunya, they are not there originally. Atmin sakshini nasti. Yadi jnatam, suppose you, the Upadesha Sahasri students or Vedanta students, who knows this, all these are not really there. Ahankara is false, mamakara is false. Ahankara, mamakara, because of that janati, ichati, yatati, all these are also false. Then sit quietly, relax. That's what we are doing. We are all doing what? We are doing that only. Acharya says, yadi jnatam, if you all know this, swastaha adhvam, may you all remain swastaha, relax, remain peacefully, relax. Kim ihi taihi, what you are going to desire there, tishthataha, may all remain peacefully. Ihi taihi, karma. What is the use of any karma when you are not interested, when you know it, these are all false only, because I don't have any ahankara mamakara. Ahankara mamakara is only a fake vesham. It is unreal. How can I desire anything? It is not relevant for me. Those who are having this ahankara, mamakara, abhimana, deha, abhimana, putra, putri, griha, all these are real, real, real for them. They only have this knowledge, action, effort, they want to get it. But we, the people, know that it is only nama, rupa, it is mithya. Therefore, we always relax. Relax. Relax means we don't have any anxiety. We don't have any tension, we don't have any worry. Why? Whatever we are looking forward, they are all what? Like paper, mesh like. Paper, they do with what? Wax. Wax grapes, wax fruits, wax, vegetables, they are all only artificial. So ahankara is artificial, mamakara is artificial, then yatna objects, possessions, all are artificial. But they are looking like real swaminyan. And then they all look like real. They put on the dining table, decoration. But they are not real. Exactly the original fruit madri irukum. Are they useful? Kadichu paarungo. Can keep in your mouth. Taste varumana. You spit it out immediately. Why? It is not original. Whole world is like that, all wax, bommai madri. Nammave mudiyala illa. Correct. Idu da 100% correct. Okay. Kimi hitaihi, what is the use of any desire, karma, action? Nothing else. Because the wise person never seek any happiness from them. Because there is no happiness, there is no security in them. On the other hand, they make me more insecure. They make me more unhappy. And it causes more worry, anxiety. They are all having lot of limitations. Wise person never go for them. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka 24. Yoham kartaram atmanam tatha vettarameva cha. Vittinatmajna evasau yonyathagnasa atmavite. Very interesting sloka. Yatha yaha aham karta kartaram atmanam vettaram kartaram atmanam manyate matam. The one who, not matam, vettaram evacha vetti yaha, whoever, the one who claims, what he claims, aham kartaram atmanam aham kartaram vettaram. Kartaram means doer, performer, doerhood. Claims doerhood. Tatha vettaram, in the same way, vettaram, the knower. I am the knower. From morning onwards, I know this, I know this, I know this. I am the knower, I am knower. Therefore, I do this, I do this, I do this. I am the doer, doer, doer. Whoever think like that, veti, whoever knows in this manner, whoever knows oneself as the doer and as the knower. Doer referring to karma indriyani, knower referring to jnana indriyani. Just Mundaka Upanishad, you see the connection. Karma indriyani, when they are functioning, I am the doer. Jnana indriyani, when they are functioning, I am the knower. Jnata, pramata. Jnata, karta. Jnata connected to jnana indriyani. Karta connected to karma indriyani. I am hearing, I am seeing, I am tasting, I am the jnata. I am speaking, I am walking, I am talking, I am the karta. So the karta and bhokta. Karta and jnata. That karta jnata one is kartaram, aham kartaram, vettaram, iti yaha vetti saha. That person, na atmajnaha, he is not the wise person. He is not the knower of the self. Na atmajnaha eva asau. This person is not a wise person. This person is unintelligent, ignorant person who takes himself as the doer and knower. Asau atmajnaha ana. Na atmajnaha eva. Na atmajnaha is there. Na atmajnaha. Na atmajnaha. Na atmajnaha eva. We have to say atmajnaha na. Asau. He is not atmajnaha. is not the knower of the self. Atmagnaha na. Aso. Then, yaha anyathagnaha. Anyathagnaha, the one who knows in it otherwise. Otherwise means what? Akartaram avettaram. Anyathagnaha means, gnaha means knower. Anyatha means, as said above, the person takes himself as kartaram, kartaham, aham, vetta aham. I am the knower, I am the doer. Anyatha means akarta, akarta aham, avetta. I am not the knower, really speaking, I am not the doer. I am akarta, I am not the gnata, I am not the karta. Na gnata, vetta ke badala gnata. I am not the knower, I am not the doer. Anyatha gnaha. Saha atmavit, that person alone is the knower of the self. Atmavit, atma means self, vit means knower. The knower of the self never say, I am the doer, I am the knower, he never say. But an intelligent person alone says, I am the knower, I am the doer. We are all telling, no, I am the knower, I am the doer. Knowingly you say, I am the doer as though. I am the knower as though. Jayati iva, lelayati iva. Jnani knows that and he sees in this knowerhood, in this doerhood, there is no reality. Jnani also interacts with the world knowingly that I am the knower, not the knower, I am not the doer. But other people, they are taking that knowerhood and doerhood as real, real. Shankaracharya says they are all not wise people. They are all otherwise people. Adhe. Next shloka, very simple shloka only. Therefore, kartrutvam and gnatrutvam, there is a vikara, modification. Once you want to know something, there is a vritti. There is a vritti, modification is going on. In doing and knowing, always there is a vyapara. Vyapara is always because of vritti, modification. But in me, the primary illuminator, Sakshi Chaitanyam, there is no any vikara, no modification. Since nirvikaraha aham, nirvikaratvat aham, karta na bhavami, vinata api na bhavami, akarta, ajnata aham, really speaking. 25. Yathanyatve pitadatmyam, dehadishvatmanomatam, tatha kartura vijnanat phala karmaatma tatmanah. Yatha, just as dehadishu atmanah anyatve api tadatmyam. Dehadishu, body, etc. This body and other objects, any sthula objects, gross objects, anyatve, they are different. Anya means different. Even though they are different from me, there is sadatmyam, identity. Sadatmyam means identity. Identity with the body. Sadatmyam matam. Dehadishu atmanaha anyatvepi. Even though they are different from me, I the self am different from the body. None of us do vichara when I say this is my clip, I am not the clip. It is very clear. Very clear. My purse is different from me. What is mine is not me. My house, when I say I am not the house, house is mine. my car, when I say car is mine, I am not the car. Very clearly we know. Why can't we apply it to this body? My body, whenever we say body is mine, I am not the body. Clearly evident here. But tadatmyam, becoming one with that body. When you wear the dress, this is my dress, you say. You don't say, I am the dress. Are you having identity with the dress? No. Because I know this is mine. What is mine is not me. Very clearly we know. Because it is little away from us, therefore we are able to know. Car is away, house is away, dress is also, there is a distance. But with regard to the physical body, there is no distance. That is why this ahankara now identify with the physical body. Very, very close. They are very close. Now because of that closeness, we are not able to identify. Whether they are close or far, we are wearing spectacles. They are very close. You don't say, I am the spectacle. This clip is little far, but spectacles is not far, it is intimately associated with my body. Since it is associated with my body, can I say it is, I am the spectacle? With compared to other objects, these objects are closer. You are wearing chain, it is very much associated with your body. Can you say I am the chain? Because it is closely, very close to me. Tell me. This is little far. That object is very far. That is not me. This is not me. Similarly, these objects are also dress, chain. Whatever you are wearing on your body, it's not you, that also you know. What is the law you have to apply here? Whenever I use the word my clip, my house, my car, my dress, my spectacle. So my, when I use, I am different from them. This you know already. I am reminding you. Apply the same to the body. My hand, Tattva Bodha I am teaching now. This is the Tattva Bodha lesson only. Is there already. Kankana and all those things. Shariram. Idam mama shariram. Mama, mama iti. So this my hand, my body, what is mine is not me. That means there is someone else other than this body. So dehadishu abhimanam tadatmya abhimanam. Tadatmyam means oneness, identity. Tadatmyam matam. How this confusion is coming? Because of tadatmyam. Tadatmya adhyasa. Adhyasa, superimposition of identity. I am this body. Really you are not the body, but you have got some adhyasa at that moment. Tadatmyam. Similarly, tatha akartura vijnanat. Tatha, you have to see, phala karmatmata atmanaha. Phala karmatmata atmanaha. Atmanaha phala karmatmata. Atmanaha, the self, he is not having karma, phala karmatmata. Action and its phalam, results, are not connected to atma at all. They are not connected to atma. Ahankara abhimana phala karmatmata atmanaha. Abhimana, ahankara, abhimana towards actions and their phalams, they are all akartur avijnanat. Because this phalam, this karma, all this, that thought comes because of I am akarta, knowledge is not there. Avijnanat, because of not knowing. Avijnanat means because of not knowing. What? I am akarta. Akartur avijnanat. I am akarta iti jnanam is not there. Therefore what? I am punyavan, I am papavan, I am doing this karma, that karma, this phalam comes, that phalam comes. all these thoughts when why they are coming in your mind? Because I am akarta iti avijnana. Not knowing, I am not the doer. That knowledge is not there. And I am taking this as real. You can do actions with this body. You can make use of this body. You can, as it is, you can live. But thinking that it is real and doing, it causes samsara. Thinking this husbandhood, wifehood, motherhood, grandmotherhood, and children all are real, if you do, it causes samsara. If you do knowingly, if they are not real, they are only my lower nature, vyavaharika satyam. Like that, if you do, it will not cause samsara. This is the secret. You need not give up anything actually. Happily you be there you are, what you are doing, continue. But if you have tadatmyam, if you do satyatvam, if you have abhimana, that will cause what? Sorrow. Dukkham. Shastra says what? Remove that satyatva buddhi, the notion that they are all real. They are all real. Why that is coming? This ahankara, mamakara is also real. This body is real. That bhavana you remove first. Remove this reality bhavana in this body, mind. Then reality goes from outside objects also. Then you don't get any abhimana. But you do as it is without any attachment, raga, dvesha, and you will never get sorrow. Like lotus leaf, learn to do that. Then you enjoy the world as a sport. That's what Acharya want to say. Akartuhu avijnanat. Because of not knowing, I, the primary illuminator, am akarta. The secondary illuminator is the karta. It is a fake one. It is unreal one. Its ahankara, mamakara, and its all abhimana is unreal. I need not worry also. I need not have any anxiety, stress, tension at all. Shastra is nimmadi ayiru and sonna, I want to struggle. Shastra, what can do? Shastra giving lot of ways, clues for us. For Atma Jnanam Moksha, you need not drop anything, really speaking. Your sannyasa is also not required at all. You can be happily in the world with knowledge. With knowledge you are there in the world, it will not touch you. Without knowledge, if you even wear, you wear even saffron clothes also, without knowledge, it will cause some sort of pain. That's why jnana chakshu is important. Not that you are in which ashrama or which job you are doing is not the question. Knowledge, that's only we want, nothing else. Ajnanat, akartrur avijnanat saha. Therefore, phala karmatmatam atmanah. I have got this punya phalam, papa phalam, sanchita, agami, prarabdha, pornami, and there kalahasti, they want to go. Kalahasti, enna, sarpadosham, kujadosham, rahudosham, and the seni, in the seni, payarchi, enna, phala karmatmatam atmanah. எனக்குன்னு ஒரு ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்க, எனக்கு டாக்டர் ப்ராப்ளம், சன்னு ப்ராப்ளம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் நீ அங்கிறத யாரும் புரிஞ்சுக்கோ, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹூ யூ ஆர், தென் ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் சன் அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் டாக்டர். ரியல்லி வி ஹாவ் தோஷா? நோ, தேர் இஸ் நோ தோஷா அட் ஆல். தோஷா இஸ் தேர் இன் யுவர் புத்தி, இன் யுவர் விஷன், ராங் விஷன். தேர் ஃபோர் ட்ரை டு ட்ராப் தட் அஹம் மம. இதம் நமமா, இதம் நமமானு ஃப்ரம் சைல்ட்ஹுட் தே ஸ்டார்ட் அஸ் கிவ் எவ்ரி திங். அகங்கார மமக்கார டு டிராப் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் அம்டீன் சாதனாஸ் தே ஹவ் கெப்ட். அண்ட் வீ டூ வாட்? அம்டீன் சாதனாஸ் வீ டூ அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ராங்லி வீ கீப் வாட்? அகங்கார அண்ட் மமக்கார, இது மாத்திரம் விடமாட்டோம். அந்த அதர் ஹேண்ட் இன்க்ரீசஸ் இன் தோஸ் சாதனாஸ் ஆல்சோ. our ahankara, mamakara increases. It has to reduce naturally, but it is increasing. Therefore, we have to understand here. Next shloka we will read. So, through this shloka, what we is that corollary or meaning, body is different. Dehadishu atmanaha matam. Even though it is different, we have abhimana tadatmyam. Similar tatha, akartuhu avijnana. First line belongs to the gross body. Second line belongs to the subtle body. Because of punya, papa, sanchita, karma, phalam and all belongs to the sanchita, sukshma shariram. So just as your gross body is different from you, you are identifying with that body. Similarly, subtle body is also subtle body. Whatever phalam it is getting is also unreal only. When gross body is unreal, what about subtle body? That is also unreal. It is very close. See, the object is, this is close, it is closer, closest. Gross body is closer, mind subtle body is closest. That is why we say, even punya, even like some injury wound, I can manage. But ஏதாவது ஹார்ட் மனசுக்குள்ள ஏதாவது ஊண்ட ஏதாவது ஹர்ட் பண்ண தாங்கவே முடியாது. இது தாங்க முடியுமா? They cannot bear this, you know, heart. உள்ள கொஞ்சம் ரொம்ப கஷ்டமா இருக்கு. பட் this pain I can manage, you know. I can manage. எப்படி மேனேஜ் பண்ண முடியும்? Because I don't mind this, but I cannot withstand. Why? It is closest. This is closer. All these dress and other objects are closer. Body is, these are all close objects what we are all using, wearing, nearby, around us, close by. Body is closer, comparative degree. Mind is closest. And the mind pandra velada idella. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayohan. Manasuda allatime karanam. 26. दृष्टिश्रुतिर्मतिर्ज्ञातिः स्वप्ने द्रष्टा जनैः सदा तासामात्मस्वरूपत्वात् अतः प्रत्यक्षतात्मनः the sun means Surya. His name is called Divakaraha or Dinakaraha. Divakaraha, Diva or Dina means day. The Karaha means creator. The creator of the day. Divakaraha means sun is the creator of the day. Dinakaraha or Divakaraha. Really, sun is not the creator of the day, earth is the creator of the day. Earth alone is moving. Earth alone is moving because of that movement. It moves around itself and moving around the sun. But instead of giving this status to the earth, Divakaraha, Dinakaraha is the Prithvi, not the Surya. We are superimposing that which is done, the job done by the earth, we are superimposing upon the Surya. Divakaraha, Dinakaraha is done by, the day is created by the earth movement. But naturally, we are saying what? No, no, Divakaraha, sun. Fair, Dinakaraha, Dinakaran, Dinakaran. And Dinakaran ke theriyadhu enna Dinakaran anne. Avariyum vandutaar ippa theriyudhu. Okay, Dinakaraha. So, Dinakaraha, Divakaraha is real or unreal? Unreal. Similarly, here, just as the Drishtanta, here also, the illuminator Sakshi Chaitanyam illuminator, we are telling, it is not really doing by the mind. Ahankara, Mamakara, the illuminator, The Sakshi Chaitanyam alone is illumining the mind. Is it illumining really doing that job? Sun is illumining the earth really? No. In the presence of sun, the earth is illumined. Similarly, either this illumination, illumining the world by the mind is also unreal. Illumined, Sakshi illumining the mind is also unreal. There is no illumining job done either by the mind or the sun. Mind doesn't have illumination of its own. It has got borrowed illumination. So Sakshi Chaitanyam alone illumining the world indirectly through the secondary illuminator. Light passing on to that object through. That example only. Dark room is illumined by the mirror. Mirror is illumining the dark room, or sun is illumining. Sun is illumining the dark room through, via the mirror. In the example, our regular example. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanya Anjo Suryan Madhu Ukarna. Nani the Sakshi Chaitanyam. I the Sakshi Chaitanyam am through the mind knowing the body, knowing the sense organs, knowing everything, and through my presence, Sakshi Chaitanyam presence, this body, mind becomes sentient, mirror, mind becomes sentient, and this mind, insentient mind becoming sentient and illumining, making the body sentient and making the things evident. That is called illumining. Making the things evident is called illumination. Making the things evident means, it is a process. Is it an action done by the Sakshi Chaitanyam? I the Sakshi Chaitanyam? No. Just in my presence it happens. Just as the sun illumining the mirror, he is not doing anything. In his presence, mirror gets illumination and it illumines. Mirror also illumining the room. Let me dark room, let me illumine. Mirror on a plan under that. No. Just by the presence of the mirror illumination, which has got borrowed from that original sun, just its presence, dark room is illumined. Similarly, same way, ahankara also is not illumining the world. In the presence of ahankara, world is evident. In the presence of the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the mind is evident. The mind is evident in my presence. In my presence means Sakshi Chaitanyam, consciousness presence. Because of that consciousness presence, mind is illumining, evident. That mind, jada manaha, becomes sentient. And it comes to know, this is clip, this is book, this is fan, this is light. Ahankara is knowing. Really ahankara is knowing or atma is knowing? Nobody is knowing. Understand? I am the knower itself is a notion. Doer is a notion. Knower, doer are all because of adhyasa. That's what he says. Look into the shloka in 26. Drishtihi means darshanam, seeing. Seeing, when you are seeing, really speaking, darshana vritti, the thought is going on, rupa vritti. And the vritti namagnapam irukkadu. Whenever you see any object, I saw that object, I see you. What is happening exactly, you know, when you are seeing the object, that person, that Chaitanyam pervades that object, that person, and you get the thought in the mind, I saw. The vritti, it is a thought, rupa vritti. When you hear my sound, drishti is the rupa vritti. Shruti, shruti means shabda vritti. Shabda vritti. Rupa vritti, shabda vritti or shravana vritti. Shravana vritti. Darshana vritti. Darshana vritti dvara rupa jnanam. Shravana vritti dvara shabda jnanam. Drishtihi, shrutihi. Then matihi. Matihi means thinking. The mind, thoughts are coming. Thinking is a process. It is a vritti, happens in the mind. You get lot of thoughts. One by one, forcefully they are coming. So many thoughts, hundreds and thousands of thoughts are coming. It's a vritti. Mano vritti. Manas, there is a vritti, thoughts. Thinking, thinking is a vritti. Then, jnatihi. Jnatihi means knowing vritti, knowing vritti. It is a thought. Again it is a thought. Everything is a thought. All these sada janaihi drishta swapne. Now he is talking about swapna. Jagrat venda, let us go to swapna. Okay, study. Swapna study, not swapna. We need not go to swapna, we study about swapna. In swapna, what we say generally, I saw that object yesterday, I heard sounds yesterday, I thought in that my dream like that, I know that. Swapne drishta, I saw, I heard, I thought, I know, where in deep dream. Swapne drishta iti sada janaihi. Janaihi by people, whenever yesterday night dream came and you experienced the dream, after waking up you say all these words, I heard the sounds, I heard that noise in my dream, and I saw those objects, and I thought, all this you are saying or not? Swapne drashtan. Tasam atma swarupatvat. Tasam atma swarupatvat. Ataha pratyakshatamatmanah. They are all known to whom? I saw, I heard, I thought in dream. What are all? You saw with your eyes, you heard with your ears. Morning after waking up, you are go on talking about your dream. Nice dream. And nadanda nanna irukume. Nice dreams. So they are very, very so sweet dreams. Sweet dreams. And sweet dreams, we go on munching, you know, that dreams. And we struggle to remember. After waking up, we sit for some time. What happened? What happened next? What happened next? Bad dreams, we don't try to remember. Good dreams, sweet dreams, we sit in some time and we try to recollect or recollect. How much we struggle, you know? It won't come. And you recollect one by one, you struggle. After 2 hours it comes. Yesterday you saw, you heard, and you thought of, you think everything, all these things known by whom? Body is not functioning, sense organs are not functioning, mind is not functioning, you slept there. Tasam, tasam means of all are strilingam. Drishtihi, shravanam. Shrutihi, shravanam, drishtihi, darshanam, matihi, thoughts, thinking, jnatihi, knowing objects in the dream, all of them, tasam, atmaswarupatvat, they are nothing but atmaswarupam. Sakshi chaitanyam, only illumining all of them. I, the sakshi chaitanyam, am illumining all of them. Tasam, atmaswarupatvat. अतः देयरफॉर प्रत्यक्षताम आत्मनः आत्मनः प्रत्यक्षता आत्मा इज एविडेंट आर नॉट दिस इज द टाइटल ऑफ दिस चैप्टर आचार्य ब्रिंगिंग दैट स्वप्न इन स्वप्न यू आर सीइंग थिंग्स हियरिंग ऑब्जेक्ट्स साउंड्स एवरीथिंग हु इज दैट रजिस्टरिंग दैट नॉट यूर माइंड इफ यूर माइंड इज एक्टिव इज इट स्लीप. Is it sleep? If mind is active, so mind is not active. Sense organs are not seeing. this body is lying down on the cot, then who is that registering in the dream? Dream objects, dream sounds, dream forms, and dream knowledge, whatever you are knowing there, and dream thoughts, so many thoughts, who is that registering? Atma, ID, Sakshi Chaitanya. That is why you, after waking up, you are recollecting. This is what is happening from our childhood. So many dreams are coming, but never, never this, without this sloka, can you know, you can analyze. That is why Shastra, even though it is so evident to us, but we are not able to think in this manner. That's what drishtihi, srutihi, matihi, gnatihi, swapne, janaihi sada drishta. By people it is always experienced. Tasam atma swarupatva, since they are all nothing but only atma chaitanya. In front of atma chaitanyam they are all illumined. Atma chaitanyam alone is satyam. Swapnam, swapna objects, mithya. Similarly, same way waking world also. Adi solla varadhukku da. Ippa dream padichu namakku enna prayojanam? Similarly, even though mind is playing secondary, illuminator is active, really speaking, who is the illuminator of the entire jagrat prapancha? Meedi primary illuminator Sakshi Chaitanya. Just as they are all illumined, they are unreal in Swapna, they are all illumined by me, they are all not there really. Here also, through the mind, secondary illuminator, I am illumining the world. I, the primary Sakshi, is self-evident, Pratyakshata, self-evident. That is called Pratyakshata Atmanaha. The self is self-evident. I am evident to myself. Just as in the dream, in waking also, we recognize this. Just as the dream objects are unreal, witnessed by the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the waking world objects are also, really speaking, witnessed by Sakshi Chaitanyam only. They are also unreal. Dream number 2. Purnamadapurnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.